This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Score!
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Ball game.
You can drive home safe to Chicago. Beep, beep. We're coming back home with a winning record. The Baby Bulls.
4-2 on this six-game road trip against the Western Conference. And the Bulls still solidifying for the moment the number 9 spot in the East. And they will head home very happy.
The question is, did Adam Amin and Stacey King drive home safely Chicago beep beep from Denver and the road trip?
No, they drove to the airport, got on the plane, and then they drove again home safely after they got to the airport.
Beep beep. As we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, we get the answer. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Stacey King, Bulls analyst, give me the hot sauce, podcast partner over with Mark Schanowski, and he is part of our Odyssey family. Stacey King, we are happy to talk to you today.
Well, I'm happy to be part of this wonderful show. Thanks for having me.
I love it. I love the attitude.
Isn't Stacey, he's so nice?
Let's start with this, Stacey. Your social media, your Instagram, I'm messing around, and I see Stacey King has posted something else. And I was like, is that the last dragon? Is that Kobe White? What? Tell me where you come up with these ideas, man.
You know, I love playing on social media. I love talking to the fans and doing special things. And sometimes I make these memes up that, you know, sometimes it's players. Sometimes it's, you know, Jason Goff, me, Kendall, Adam Amin. I'll put our faces on things, and it's just a lot of fun, and it gives the people who follow me something to laugh about and have a good time.
I know that you love the Shy Slim Ajama, and I saw that the other day, Mark Brady having some fun with the opening graphics during this road trip. But then I saw Lil Boozy Vert for Modest Boozellis. Where are you on the nickname with Modest is Lil Boozy Vert? I had a good laugh about that one.
Well, it fits him well because, you know, Boozellis Boozy, he's got a serious vertical, and he's still young. He's still a kid, so Lil Boozy Vert. As he gets older, we'll lose the little, and it'll just be Boozy Vert. So I also call him the Praying Mantis. That was one of my initial nicknames for him because of the way he plays defense, the way he blocks shots. You know, he leads the team in block shots. And the cool thing about Modest is he's a really good kid. Like, you're rooting for him. Like, you know, he's got a chance to be very special on this team and in this league in a few years. I think we got a steal. The kid fell all the way to 11. You know, you got to give the Bulls front office, a.k.a. Mark Eversley, you got to start giving these guys their flowers. I know early in the season, with the way the season was going, people were quick to throw dirt on this team and this organization. But at some point now, you got to start giving these guys their flowers, because their vision may not have been everybody else's vision, and it's starting to come to fruition now with what they envisioned. Because when they went out and got Josh Giddey, you know, people were down, oh, we lost that trade. How could you not get this? How could you not get that? And then, now you're seeing Josh Giddey is a phenomenal player. And sometimes the change of scenery really helps the kid out. And I think you're starting to see what Oklahoma City saw in him and what the NBA sees of this kid right now.
Is it as simple as Zach LaVine left and now he's operating freely? I mean, Josh Giddey's almost averaging a triple-double right now since the All-Star break. I'm trying to understand what has been unlocked here. And we've even seen spurts of actual contesting on defense by Josh Giddey. And that's not something I thought I would see, Stacey.
Well, let's just kind of dispel the narrative is Zach LaVine's fault. It wasn't his fault. You know, Zach's one player. This is a team game, and you know, I know he's going to take some hits because the team is winning without him right now. But you know, Zach is still a very, very good player in this league, and so I'm never going to take shots at a guy. I know a lot of people have, you know, not you guys, but I'm just saying in general. You read some of the media. I saw that, you know, they're upset in Sacramento right now with the way they're playing. But it's a team game, and what, you know, what the Bulls got back for Zach, everybody thought was just throw-ins, you know, like a bag of Doritos and a case of Fanta's, okay? The guys they got back were phenomenal players, phenomenal rotational players. And what you get with Kevin Huerter, you get a three-point shooter, a guy who's a floor spacer, which this team desperately needed. We did not have that kind of player on our team. He gives you size. He's 6'7". He's tough as nails. He's smart, makes great passes. You know, Zach Collins, you know, Zach didn't play the first four games. People were like, oh, why'd they go get this guy? But then situation opened up. He was able to play. Billy gave minutes, and he really held down the fort, you know, while Vooch was out and Jalen Smith was out. And it showed that he's a legit player. And then Trey Jones has been phenomenal. I think people kind of underestimated what kind of player he was, because he's always been in that backup role. He's always been, you know, in the rotation, but not a featured guy in a rotation. And these three guys have really uplifted the basketball IQ of this team. And what I mean by that is them having as many games that they played, they're super smart guys. Gonzaga, you know, you got Huerter at Maryland, you know, Trey Jones at Duke. That right there, they play for coaches where basketball IQ is important. And you put those three guys on this team, it elevates this young team's basketball IQ tremendously. And you see it. You see it with the passes. You see it with the defense. Their numbers are this team's numbers in the second half since the All-Star break has been unbelievable. They've been in a top 10 in offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency, three-point shooting, three-point attempts. The pace is super fast. If you watch these games on the West Coast, and I feel sorry for the people who are not watching this team play because they're really missing a fun team right now. They are blowing teams out. I mean, they had the Lakers' tongues dragging. You know, I mean, LeBron and Luka came back for that game, and they probably wish they would have stayed out because they were in a track meet. And by the fourth quarter, you'll stay with this team for about three quarters, but their conditioning is so much better than the teams they're playing right now. They're just running them into the ground.
No, I feel like that's fair, Stacey. We've heard Billy Donovan talk about it, that the plan was to run. You're seeing that especially in the road trip. The fourth quarter, how do you describe what the Bulls have been able to do to their opponents? The Lakers are an excellent example of what they were able to do in the fourth versus those guys.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. When you look at the injuries in the NBA this year, okay, they're all soft tissue injuries. You know, there's guys with hamstring pulls, calf strains. Like, you never saw those when we played, you know, in the 90s, because we were in condition. Those are conditioning, you know, not being in great conditioning injuries. You look at the Bulls' injuries, how many guys have you seen go on the injured list with, other than Vooch? Vooch had a calf pull, but that was the only one. Most of our guys are stepping on guys' ankles, they're banging knees, they're really things you can't control. But the in-shape part of it, you know, and they're not practicing as much as, you know, they used to do back in the day. You know, Billy has to really do a good job of trying to find ways to implement some practices so they can stay in shape and be able to play the way they're playing right now. And you go all the way back to training camp, you know, he created a situation that, you know, their shot clock, they're playing within a 14-second shot clock, okay? So that means they got to play fast. They've got to get used to playing fast. And some of your veteran players kind of bristled at it a little bit, you know, like, I don't want to run, I want to play half court and all that. But he stuck to his guns. We're going to play this way. We're going to play a higher pace. We're going to get up three-point shots. And some nights it's pretty and some nights it's ugly, but they stay the course and it's working for them right now.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to know, I know you travel with the team. Your day off was in L.A. after that game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
What can you tell us about what kind of day the team had off after beating the Lakers like that before y'all went to Denver?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to snitch on my guys. Now, you know, I'm not
smart man. That's a bet right there.
Yeah, I can't be snitching on what goes on behind the scenes. But if you want to ask me what I did, well, let me tell you what I did. No, I'm just playing.
No, I want to know what you did. What can you tell us? How did you enjoy your day off after that ridiculously good win over the Lakers in L.A.?
Well, you know what? I got a lot of friends in a lot of places. I got a lot of college teammates who live in L.A. So, you know, we went, you know, going to restaurants, hanging out. I went to Manhattan Beach, you know, listened to a live band in Manhattan Beach with some friends and by the ocean, which is really cool. You know, the cool thing about it is that when you go on these long West Coast trips, you know the 90s Bulls would always go out there and we'd win, you know, and you expect it. You know, then there's some lean times where this team went out there and, you know, you could go 0-6. You know, you can go 1-5, and there's really no success. But this trip was so much different. I mean, this team easily, honestly, could have easily came back 5-1, maybe undefeated. I mean, they were in every single game. That first game in Houston, they had Houston on the ropes. And Houston has been one of the most consistent teams all season in the Western Conference. They had them all the way down to the wire, one rebound away from getting the last possession and having a chance to win that game on the road. That was that game. And then, you know, the Phoenix Sun. I mean, you're playing against two Hall of Famers in Booker and Kevin Durant. They shot lights out, but we still had our chances in that game to win. So it was a productive trip. Everybody had fun. Guys were, you know, I mean, guys were having a good time, and that's what it's supposed to be like. It's supposed to be fun. Winning is fun. Losing's not. And this team, I hope that Bulls Nation, the people who haven't really got a chance to follow this team this year, you know, find a way to watch the rest of the season, man, and see what you're missing, because it is a whole lot of fun. I mean, I've been reinvigorated doing the broadcasting because we're winning now. I mean, you go back a month, Layla, it was like probably a month ago, right before All-Star break. We got blown the doors off of us against Detroit. Mm-hmm. Where it was like a 50-point game, you know, and that was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the players. It's embarrassing for the city. It's embarrassing for, you know, guys who hung those banners up there. And to see this team make a complete 360 turnaround, you know, Zach leaves. There's more shots. Kobe now is playing out of his mind. I don't know if he's eligible for most improved player because he's been in the league a long time. But if there is a most improved player, he should definitely be that guy because he should have won it last year and they gave it to Maxey. And that was probably one of my memes with the Last Dragon, because if you look at the Last Dragon meme, you got Kobe, who's the main character, and then you got Maxey as Show Nuff. So that was kind of a little.
Oh, you know, no, we got Don it. Maxey.
And Roy Williams is the little white guy that's in there. If you go and look at the face, Roy Williams is the guy that was he was the guy that was in the video as well.
Attention to detail is something we can really appreciate. Now, Stacey, listen, you're with me because I told everyone when they made that trade and got those players that you spoke so highly of that, hey, I don't think y'all know this, but those players are actually better than you think. And unless yep. somebody's getting bought out or traded somewhere else before the deadline's over, they're actually probably going to be a better team. Looking back at Josh Giddey, and I know such a microscope on him because you look at what OKC is and you look at what Josh Giddey wanted as far as a bigger role. Do you feel like he can be a part of this next iteration of the Bulls that not only just makes the playoffs, because they might do that this year. I've got them in the playoffs. I said, if they go 4-2 on this road trip, they're going to the playoffs. We can get into that in a minute. But do you see Josh Giddey as a guy who can be one of the 9-10 players? I'm using quotes when I say it, 9-10 players. Arturis Karnišovas was talking about when he said that's how we're going to build our next, you know, championship contending team.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you got to factor in. I don't think people really are looking at the ages of these players. Okay, I mean, Josh is 22 years old, 22, and he's already played internationally. He's well respected. He was well respected here in Oklahoma City. He had all these starts in Oklahoma City, and he helped turn that franchise to go in the right direction. Then Shea Gilgeous comes in, and you know he plays out of his mind, and now he's the face of that franchise. And you can't have two ball dominant type of guard. So they had to make a move with Josh Giddey. And then, you know, he had a struggle in the playoffs against Dallas where, you know, he couldn't make a shot and his confidence was down a little bit. But that doesn't diminish what kind of player this kid is. I mean, he's 22 years old. This is a kid that's going to float around with a triple-double on a nightly basis. Not like once every blue moon. Every time he steps on the floor, there's a possibility there's a triple-double. So, and he's 22 years old, and you're not going to find guys in the draft next year, this year, or in a couple of years that can come in and do what he's doing with the experience that he has. And I will say this, and again, I go back to the front office and AK and Mark Eversley and J.J. Polk and all the guys who do the good job of scouting. You know, people, I've always agreed with what AK was doing. Like, I've always said, you know, instead of waiting for a draft pick to develop, you know, because it's a hit or miss. You could draft a guy in the first round and he may never reach his potential. So you wasted a pick on that guy. Or it may take 5 years for that guy to develop. But what you do is, and AK now is really changed the way people are going to start looking at this because they thought he was crazy at first. So he goes off and he gets the young players off teams' benches. You know, you go get a Josh Giddey, 22 years old. You go get a Jalen Smith, who's 25 years old. You know, you start getting all these young players who've had some success in the NBA as starters, who've had some NBA experience. I mean, they come in here when the guys they brought in here in the beginning had over 800 games started. These guys are coming on our team at under 25 years old with over 800 starts. So you're getting experienced young guys, guys who are 22, 23 years old. If you were doing it traditionally, say 10 years ago, these guys are coming out after 4 years at 22 and 23 years old. Now these guys are coming off people's, you know, coming in your team with over 400 starts, 300 starts. They've got relative success. Josh was on the all-rookie team, you know, coming up. So I like what AK's done, and you're starting to see his vision. And he's got, you know, all the people who took shots at him and, you know, oh, do this. Oh, he didn't know what he's doing. You got to get that man his flowers. You got to give Billy Donovan his flowers, too, now, because he's got a team now that he can work with and that is going to do what he wants them to do. And, again, like I said, they're fun to watch. And I hope people who don't, hadn't had a chance to see him or whatever, because I know the TV situation is tough and hopefully they get that worked out at some point. But I hope fans, Bulls Nation, the people who haven't seen this team, take a look the rest of the season, all throughout the playoffs. This is a fun team. The future looks bright here.
Well, and they've got the Lakers coming up as we talk to Stacey King.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a rematch, baby.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to the game. So you can hear it on the score as well. But, Stacey, I know we've got the Lakers coming up. Stacey King joins us, the Bulls TV analyst, Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast host. I also want to ask you about Coby White, putting together this body of work. I feel like every time we think we've seen him take another step, then he's been adding. He's willing to be coached. We're seeing the fruits of his labor. Only two Bulls players ever, back-to-back Eastern Conference Players of the Week, and that's Michael Jordan and Coby White. How do you describe the 2 weeks you've seen out of Coby so far?
Listen, people need to check his resume, okay? Coby has been a player since his rookie year. You go back and you look at his stats, he's had some huge games. Now, listen, he's played a lot of different roles for a lot of different coaches. You know, they've asked him to play point guard. They've asked him to be an off guard. They asked him to come off the bench. He's had all these different roles, and the kid has never complained. He's never complained. He's been told to work on his ball handling. He's been told to work, be a better defensive player, focus on that. He's done all that. He's put the time and the work in, and he's always been a scorer. He's always been a scorer. I've been a fan of his. My thing with Coby, I've always said I think he's a better two guard, a scoring guard, where you say, hey, you go out there, he's capable of scoring 40 points. We've seen it. He's capable of stringing together 25-plus points a game if he really wants to. But when you tell him to say, you know, be a point guard, it puts a lot of pressure on him, you know, because he's got to get everybody involved, and then it's he's got to determine when do I need to take over. And that's a hard job for a point guard. But when you're a scoring guard and they say, hey, look, go get me buckets, go do what you do, now he doesn't have to worry about that. He just goes out there and scores, and he plays under control. He's not selfish. He doesn't take bad shots. you know, he finds a rhythm. He gets into a rhythm, and because he shoots the ball so well, teams have to run him off the three-point line, and this is where his ball handling is so improved. If you watch this road trip, some of the moves that he's made with the ball in his hands has been his shooting coach, his dribbling coach, Johnny Dribble Too Much, should get some love, too. Y'all need to get him on there, because I'm going to tell you, that guy has done a remarkable job with Kobe, and he has turned him into, you know, an elite player in this league, and he's only going to get better.
We agree with that, Stacey King, and he's given him his due, that's for sure. Stacey, thank you so much for joining Marshall and me today.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me, and you know, Layla, I saw what you tried to do, get some inside information for me to snitch on my boys. And,
that was all her, like not me.
Just like a person in the media, but you know what? I'm still a player at heart, baby. I'm never going to snitch on my team, baby.
Wow.
Hold it down. 10 toes down, baby. 10 toes down.
Stacey King knows the code, but you knew I was going to ask. I am glad you guys had fun, though. That is for sure. Like, no matter what happened, you deserve a fun road trip.
Well, thank you very much, and I will see you at the Laker game. It's going to be a revenge game.
Oh.
I'm telling you, Lakers are going to come out ready to play, so we got to be ready.
Just a different energy when you've got the two fan bases in the building at the UC. It's going to be a fun time.
It's
going to
be electric.
Sure.
It's going to be electric.
It always is. Stacey knows
and
what's
guess
up.
What? Guess what? Neil Funk is making an appearance.
Oh, really?
Oh. And wait a minute. Hey, here's breaking news. Dun, 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 dun. Neil Funk is going to do Saturday's game. Yep,
yo!
He's coming back.
That's very exciting.
So we got some news. Okay.
Neil Funk's going to do, you heard it from me first, baby. Breaking news, baby. Stacey King, worldwide news. I'm breaking it.
The band is back together.
Yeah, he's doing Saturday's game. Adam's got an engagement he's got to go to. So the Bulls they brought in Neil, which I'm excited about. So it should be a lot of fun.
That's very exciting. Good to know Neil is back for a couple games. Stacey, thank you for giving us the breaking news.
Stacey's a member of the media, too. Breaking news.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate you, Stacey.
We always love when Stacey has some breaking news or when he also stands for his code on his team. I get it.
Look,
had to ask.
Layla, he had his own ABC News update music and everything. He's like, dun, 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 dun.
Stacey does it all. Let's just be honest. So that'll be a lot of fun. Lakers game. I am looking forward to that tomorrow, by the way. I'm also looking forward to our next segment, Marshall, because I will take us back to a year ago at this time when the Midday Show was in Las Vegas at Circa. And Sean King talked to us about the quarterback evaluation of the NFL draft. And there was a lot of people who thought that Sean King might have said some things that were out of pocket. He revisited those yesterday at the afternoon show. We deserve to hear him next on The Score.